Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
I'm Ina Garten. I love to invite interesting people to my house for good food, great conversation, and lots of fun.
My very dear friend, the incredible award-winning actress, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and brilliant home cook, Jennifer Garner, is joining me for a fabulous day at the barn.
I'm going to see my queen, Ina. I'm coming for you, Ina.
I'm welcoming her with my brown butter skillet cornbread.
It tastes like the best thing I've ever had in my whole life.
Oh. We're talking life, love, and the ups and downs of stardom.
I had to get in this crazy shape, and I had to diet. I'm not a good dieter.
Then we're turning her pretend cooking show into the real thing. We're making pizza two ways. So what are we calling this pizza?
Garten and Garner.
I think we should call it Garner Garten. And we're making her fabulous pizza crackers that I can't wait to try. Isn't this cool? There's nothing pretend about this. It's the real thing.
Be my guest.
My friend Jennifer Garner's coming to spend the day. We actually met about 10 years ago when I was filming in LA, and we filmed together and we had such a good time. We really became good friends. She has a recipe for cornbread that's good but not great. It's her grandmother's. And I told her I would make her cornbread and we'll figure out what the problem with her grandmother's recipe is. So I'm making brown butter cornbread. The first thing I'm doing is browning the butter so it gives it lots of flavor. So I'm going to pour it into a bowl and then add lots of good things. Okay, I've got a half a pound of butter, lightly browned, 2 1/4 cups of whole milk. Just put that in. And then 2 extra large eggs. I'm just going to whisk them a little bit. And then just pour it in. Okay, those are the wet ingredients. Next, I'm going to do the dry ingredients. So I'm starting with 3 cups of flour. I'm going to add 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of cornmeal, 2 tablespoons of baking powder. You want it to be really light. 1 tablespoon of salt. And just stir this together. Just make sure it's well mixed. Okay, now I'm going to make a well in the middle and just pour the wet mixture right into the well. This makes a lot of cornbread. And just stir that together. So this is the key thing about cornbread. You really have to let the batter sit for about 15 minutes. The flour and the cornmeal just absorbs the liquid, and it's really incredible what a difference it makes. So I'm going to let this sit for about 15 minutes. And while that rests, let me tell you about my wonderful friend Jennifer. Jennifer Garner is an incredible actor, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. Brought up in West Virginia, she majored in theater at Denison University and then moved to New York to pursue an acting career. She's played so many varied roles in TV and film, from Alias, for which she won a Golden Globe and the Screen Actors Guild Award, to Catch Me If You Can, Juno, Dallas Buyers Club, hit TV series The Last Thing He Told Me, and of course, the beloved rom-com 13 Going on 30. It's no surprise that she has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Jennifer is an ambassador and on the board of the incredible life-changing charity Save the Children. She's a farmer and co-founded an amazing farm-to-fridge healthy food company for kids, Once Upon a Farm. She's also an incredible cook and has the most amazing pretend cooking show on Instagram. I just adore it. She lives with her 3 children in LA, and I'm lucky enough to call her my friend. She's really quite extraordinary. Okay, so the batter is set, and all I'm just going to do is just pour it back into this pan. Don't even have to grease the pan because the butter came out of here. This is going to make really good cornbread. Okay, one more thing. So I have a little flaked sea salt to put on top. Just gives it a little crunch and more flavor. Okay, into the oven, 350 degrees for like 25 to 30 minutes, and it's going to be really puffy and delicious cornbread. Oh, I think Jen's going to love it. I'm just going to cut two pieces for Jen and me. Nothing like hot cornbread.
I think we're here. Yeah, this is Inez. I cannot wait. This is a very big day. I've made it into the inner sanctum, Ina land. Ina! Hello.
Oh, she's here. How fabulous.
I'm here.
I'm so happy to see you.
Oh,
how fabulous.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to see you.
So I made cornbread. I understand your grandmother has a cornbread recipe.
Yes, but this does not look like my grandmother's cornbread.
This is your grandmother's recipe?
This is my grandmother's recipe. It's just not right. It's kind of flat. It's really dense. I need help.
I can say she uses 3/4 cornmeal and 1/4 flour.
Uh-huh.
I actually do the reverse because cornmeal's so dense that you need flour to make it lighter.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the second thing I'm looking at is she doesn't use much leavening, like baking powder and baking soda.
Yes, because it's so flat.
I use like 3 or 4 times as much leavening. Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And of course, I use more sugar too. So everything tastes better with sugar, right?
Of course.
So it's a little sweeter. And this is the key thing that I learned from cornbread. If you let the batter sit for 15 minutes before you bake it, I tried it. I did one where I let it sit and one where I didn't. I couldn't believe the difference.
Because it just absorbs the...
It absorbs the liquid. The flour on the cornmeal absorbs the liquid. One is really, really moist, and the other one's dry. Same ingredients.
I bet my grandmother was doing other things and let her sit. do you use buttermilk?
I don't use buttermilk, but I use butter instead of oil. She uses oil.
Uh-huh.
And of course, butter always makes everything taste better, right?
You're kidding. Butter, Ina?
I use butter on everything.
Yeah.
I always remember the way we met. You wrote to me, and then I came to California.
Yes.
And it was your birthday. Am I right?
Yes.
It was your 40th birthday?
It was my 40th birthday,
yeah.
And you came, and we shot at my house.
It was just a total coincidence that it was your birthday.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And then you came to my party
You
that
invited
night.
Me to your birthday party. This is the least Hollywood birthday party you can possibly imagine. I think the invitation said, come in your sweatpants.
Uh-huh.
It was like 40 women.
Uh-huh.
Come in your sweatpants and with greasy hair.
Yes. Your hair better be in a bun on top of your head. You better be in sweatpants. But then everything else once you got there was really fancy.
It was.
The food was fancy. The cocktails were fancy, but otherwise, sweatpants.
And you just surround yourself with extraordinary women. It was all women. It was all your women.
Yeah.
And every single one of them that I talked to was just extraordinary. Very down to earth, very smart, and so supportive of you, which is just gorgeous.
I'm very lucky. Yes, yeah. I have really great girlfriends, and they were delighted that you were there. That you came. They still talk about it. Every year around my birthday, is Ina coming? We'll have to do it again.
We'll do it again. I'll be the surprise guest again. Okay, how about some cornbread? So it's very crumbly, but...
as it should
here
be.
Here we go.
Oh, my... What in the world? Is there salt on top? I mean...
Mm-hmm. I put flake salt on the top.
Okay, this is a whole other ball of wax. Wow.
Does that taste like your grandmother's?
It tastes... like the best thing I've ever had in my whole life.
Oh, so lovely. Mm. I have so much I want to talk to you about. Come, let's go sit down.
Can I take this with me?
Yeah, you can take the whole pan if you want to. Coming up, Jen's sharing incredible career and life stories, childhood revelations, and cooking disasters.
Can you believe that just happened?
Then there's a pizza partnership.
Nothing wrong with that.
And the secrets to Jen's sensational pizza crackers. I like your style. Whoa.
Mom
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
I'm here with Jennifer Garner. We've known each other for so long, and I still have things I want to know about you. So when you were a kid in West Virginia, did you always want to act?
Performing is just what I always did. If there was a way to perform, if there was something happening at my elementary school, I was dressed as a clown. I was writing a poem and getting up and starting it off for the teachers. Mm-hmm. If there was a little children's production, I found my way into the cast.
And I saw somewhere that you got a bunch of friends together and you used to charge people to watch your little performance.
Oh my God, yes. I would put on shows in my living room and I would charge people 25 cents. We'd go door to door, sell tickets.
We'd sell tickets,
tell them the time. And then we would, we'd send the money to the neediest cases in the,
You wouldn't
keep
the money? You just came out a fully formed grown-up, didn't you? Unbelievable.
No.
I can imagine any other kid going and buying candy with it. And you decided other people needed the money more than you did. It's just incredible. So after college, you went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like to go from West Virginia to Manhattan?
I got to New York at 22.
Yeah.
I went out on auditions. I'd never seen a backstage newspaper that had all the auditions in the back of it. And I must have walked into every room just like, hi, I'm here. My name's Jen. Nice to meet you. But I think I just had that energy because I got everything I auditioned for that day. They got everything. They were all non-union jobs.
Yeah.
And I'd been working around the country in theaters for a while, but still.
And they're all saying to each other, this woman is amazing.
So somebody said, you should meet with an agent.
Yeah.
I met with someone's agent, and she sent me on an audition and said, here, go and audition for this at the Roundabout.
Yeah.
It was to understudy a Turgenev play, Month in the Country, with Helen Mirren and F. Murray Abraham and Ron Rifkin and these incredible actors, and I got the job.
Wow.
Which paid $150 a week in New York City. So I went into Actors Equity, and off the bulletin board, I pulled a card looking for a roommate on 85th and Broadway, and I slept on this woman's kitchen floor for 9 months.
Wow.
$400 a month.
Wow.
It was a great deal.
It was a great deal.
I had a futon and my suitcase.
So what was the hardest role you ever had to prepare for? How about all of them?
All of them. I mean, they can be hard in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing Electra just about did me in.
Physically? Yeah.
Because I had to learn to use the weapons, and I had to get in this crazy shape, and I had to diet. I'm not a good dieter. I prefer the cornbread with the butter and sugar. For Peppermint, I did so much gun training and weapons training. I don't like guns, but I really spent a lot of time learning how to look like I knew what I was doing, so I had to know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Just different things like that. I learned to turn wood for The Last Thing He Told Me. Amazing to get to learn a skill like that.
You have an organic kids' food range called Once Upon a Farm.
This product you started because you wanted kids to have healthy food. And it's a plastic pouch.
It's a pouch, but it's real food.
Yeah.
It's not just coming from powders or things or purees or concentrate.
Yeah.
You know, it's fresh food for your kids instead of baby food in a jar that's been pasteurized or cooked down forever.
And didn't you find that that the parents were handing them back to the kids
yes.
in the car, and then they were eating one
yes.
themselves?
Well, it turned out that we weren't just for babies. Yeah. Big kids were eating us, and then we found out people who don't have kids are eating it. And then it's really helpful for people with celiacs or in hospitals for different reasons, going through treatment of some kind, coming out of surgery, or just people who want, you know, because we don't add sugar, people who just want steady energy, it's really helpful to them.
You know, one of the things when I'm with you, I'm just so aware how joyful you are and that you surround yourself with joyful people. Mm. Is that something you just do naturally, or are you deliberate about it?
I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think if you are lucky enough to be born with a wellspring of joy, and then you get to a certain point in life and you realize, oh, I better not take this for granted. Mm. Things happen, you realize, oh, this isn't just going to be for free forever. I actually am going to have to choose joy, choose happiness, and guard it. And then you become more and more careful with your actions and your interactions and your people.
And also when bad things happen, when tough things happen, as we all have in our lives, to choose to be happy. I think your mother used to say that, right?
That's my mom's number one piece of advice, yes.
And what I love about it is choose happiness is so smart. It's so simple, but it's also actionable.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you just get it.
It's not about waking up and being happy.
Right.
It's about, okay, is something I'm off, or my life is upside down, or whatever it is, what's one thing I can do toward that end, toward happiness today? Whether it's moving your body or, you know, all kinds of things. It's like recently I realized I've stopped reading. I used to read, and I know reading makes me happy, and I had really taken too long of a break. And I just thought, I'm going to just start. And it's hard to start back on something. So I thought, I'll do. I'll read for 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that's so
smart.
And
now I've just plowed through. Once I opened that portal again, I've plowed through 10 books in a row. And I feel like that part of my brain is ignited, and I'm happier for it.
Isn't that great? You're such a curious person. You always like learning new skills, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. I decided to learn to play tennis at the age of 40-something. And the tennis, where I played was this very fancy tennis club.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be very fancy tennis players, professionals. And then it would be me with, you know, a teacher feeding the ball exactly where it was supposed to. Where I couldn't help but hit it, and I would still whiff.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because I have not built up that eye-hand coordination.
Yeah,
that's not something that I know how to do. But I just decide I don't care. And I just chat with people, and the balls are going into their court left and right. And it is just embracing that, yeah, I'm a beginner. I'm determined to be a beginner in life always at something.
One thing you do really successfully personally is you reach out to people for help. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of us think reaching out for help shows weakness, but in fact, it shows strength. We all have difficult times in our lives. You, unfortunately, have done some of them publicly, which makes it so much more difficult. Mm-hmm. But who do you reach out to that you can call up and say, having a bad day, come talk to me?
Well, I can think of someone who has shown up at some pretty key moments in my life, Ina, and that is you.
Me? Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah,
Thank you. You've made quite an
effort to be there for me. I don't take that lightly, your friendship.
That's
I really appreciate
always.
It. But I do have, I have incredible sisters, and I have wonderful parents. I mean, to come from such solid stock, I think because of that, because I really know what a sister feels like, it makes my female relationships really
rich.
That's
interesting. Yeah. Tell me about your incredible work at Save the Children.
Save is committed to helping kids around the world where no one else wants to go, where kids have the absolute most need, have the best chance for a healthy start, a safe start, and a start with an access to an education.
Is there somebody in particular that you remember was changed by Save the Children?
Do you know whose life was changed by Save the Children?
Who?
Wolfgang Puck.
Seriously?
Yes.
Is he from Austria?
Yes. He has been a big fundraiser for us because he says Save the Children changed his life as a child and made him believe that he could leave his village, that he could go on and do other things. And I don't know how they helped make that happen or if it was just the germ of the idea.
Yeah.
But it was the beginning of a huge change in his life.
Clearly. And then he became Wolfgang Puck.
Yes. You
Unbelievable.
Never know.
You never know. I love what you do. I just think it's extraordinary. And you describe it as as important as acting, if not more important.
For sure. I certainly give it a lot of time. But yes, it's very important to me.
So what are we going to cook?
I have a very simple kid-friendly pizza recipe, but they're getting bigger, and I want to know how to age it up, what other toppings I should try.
Oh, great.
So I'm coming
to
you.
I'm good at the toppings.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, great.
Let's go cook.
Let's do it.
So I have really simple pizza dough. It actually works really well.
What's the recipe?
Well, let me tell you how I made it. So for the dough, I poured 1 1/4 cups of warm water into the mixer. Then added 2 1/4-ounce packages of active dry yeast, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 3 tablespoons of olive oil, and turned on the mixer. Next, I slowly added 3 cups of all-purpose flour and 2 teaspoons of kosher salt. I kneaded the dough for 10 minutes, and I slowly added about 1 more cup of all-purpose flour, just enough to stop the dough from sticking to the bowl. Then I turned the dough out on a floured board and kneaded it by hand 6 times, just until it was smooth. Next, I put it into an oiled bowl and turned it around to coat the dough with oil. I covered the bowl with a clean, damp kitchen towel and let the dough rest at room temperature for 30 minutes. Then I turned it out onto a floured board, cut it into 4 equal pieces, formed each piece into a smooth ball, put them on a sheet pan, covered them again with a damp towel, and put them in the fridge. Okay, so this is about 10 inches.
Okay, great.
So I'm just going to do a little bit of cornmeal on the pan so it doesn't stick. Okay, and then just put it on the pan, just like that. And so the pizza dough is ready for your topping.
Okay, great.
So what are we making?
You won't believe the sauce that I do.
Oh,
it's cheating. You're just going to think I'm bananas. Okay.
Okay.
So I learned this from Daniele Uditi, who is the pizza guy in L.A. He has this restaurant called Pizzana. We'll do a little bink, bink.
I love that you're doing a blender.
I mean, he does it with his hands.
He does it by squeezing it in his hands?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so you invented the blender.
Yes, this is my own. Right. Here you go, Jen's tips.
So it's whole canned tomatoes, olive oil, salt. That's it.
Yep.
3 ingredients, that's my kind of cooking too.
Well, I'm just going to dip it on and you spread.
That was like the easiest tomato sauce in history. And I just spread it out like that?
Yeah.
That's great. Wow. Yeah. Fab. Okay, so toppings, what do you do?
What I do is very boring. I do mozzarella.
Nothing boring about it.
And basil.
Okay, I'll do mozzarella, you do basil? How's that?
Deal.
So for the kids, you just do mozzarella and basil, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, which is what kids like. So I think what I would do is I have this creamy cheese that's half sheep and half goat's milk.
Ooh.
It's from New Zealand. It's just fabulous. How about if I do a half of it, and I'm just crumble it up and put it on top? It's just got so much flavor. You can also use regular creamy goat cheese. Okay, so into the oven, 500 degrees for 12 minutes, and in the meantime, we'll make the salad on top. How's
great,
that?
Great, great.
Okay? Okay. Okay, so for the salad, what I do is I take lemon juice and olive oil. So it's basically 1/4 cup of lemon juice, 1/2 cup of olive oil, and about 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. It's the dressing that I use on everything.
Everything.
Absolutely everything. Okay, so this is the arugula. I just pour the dressing on, just enough to dress it. Okay, so this is the salad. So is there something you like to eat, like for your birthday, some special, like traditional thing?
You're kind of looking at it, but the other thing I might have is I might go to Huckleberry's and have green eggs and ham, where it's
eggs and ham?
Yes.
What is that? right out of Dr. Seuss.
Exactly. It's a homemade English muffin.
Yeah.
And then it is a fried egg with pesto and prosciutto.
What a great combination.
It's delicious.
And what do they call it, green eggs and ham?
It's like an egg sandwich turned up a little.
Yeah. Seriously turned up with pesto. Is there any time on film that you had to eat something over and over again when you have to do take after take?
Yes. That happened so much in the film 13 Going on 30. There's this one shot where I'm entering a party, and it's a really long, it's done in one take. There are no cuts in it. So we had to film it the whole way without having any mistakes. And in every single take, I took a shrimp and ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
We did 22 takes.
Oh, no. You had to eat 22 shrimp?
22 whole shrimp. Oh, I'll never forget. I was like, I'm going to sit down for a minute.
Okay, I think we have pizza. I can smell
it. I can too.
Okay, here we go.
La, la, la. Oh, yeah.
How does that look? Does that look like your pizza?
Half of it does, but half of it looks way more interesting.
You take these.
Okay.
I'll pick it up.
Okay.
It's a two-person job.
Yes. Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
this
yeah,
is great. Okay,
this.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Much better. We're a good team. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to put arugula on both sides or just on one side and see the difference?
Let's see the difference.
Okay, here we go. One piece of each for each. How's that?
Okay.
This is okay, good. We can try. Oh, it's going to be so good. Which are
which
you going to try first?
Well, you try. It's let's like try. You try a white wine okay. first. You try the more basic.
Okay.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, me, Ina. You can't go wrong.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that for pizza.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the one with the goat cheese and sheep's milk cheese.
Okay.
And good and messy.
Okay, now we're talking.
Would the kids eat it?
Yeah.
I love the peppery arugula with it.
Me too.
So what are we calling this pizza?
Garten Garner.
I think we should call it Garner Garten. And make all the difference in the world.
All the difference.
Oh, messy Garner Garten. So I'm obsessed with something. I have to confess to you. Your pizza crackers. I saw them on Instagram. Will you make a pizza cracker for me? Since we have pizza dough. But first, okay, we're but
first
pizza.
Can we finish this?
Oh my God, I'm so messy and good. Am I wearing it? So Jen has this incredible pretend cooking show on Instagram, which I just adore.
I'm gonna make one of my family's favorite things, pizza cracker. Pizza dough just needs a super hot place to land.
You know that pretend cooking show is completely an homage to you.
Is it?
100%.
Oh,
yes.
That's so lovely.
Yes.
Well, you made these incredible pizza crackers, so we're going to make them right now.
Excellent.
So put me to work. What are we doing?
Well,
chopping
first
herbs.
We're going to chop some herbs. Typically, I do rosemary and thyme. I have thyme. Yeah. You have rosemary.
And we have pizza dough that we already made for the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with the dough?
So you just roll it out like a pizza.
Okay. So is this pretty good?
Yeah.
Is it thin enough?
Yeah. I'm going to actually do a little thinner.
Good. Okay, good.
And it's not going to be a circle if I do it.
No, it doesn't matter.
I just don't have that.
That's the nice thing about crackers. They can be any size you want.
I don't know how, Ina, was yours round and mine is instantly not round? Why?
It's, you know what I do? It's funny. What you can do is actually make it round. And then what I tend to do is actually, I do the edges more than I do anything else. And that keeps it round.
Okay.
If you do it from the middle, you end up with long things like that, but if you do it on the edges, it tends to be round.
Well, that's great. Okay.
This is great. This is olive oil, salt.
That's it. Rosemary and thyme.
I love making things with ingredients you already have around the house.
Yeah.
Right? Look how cool this is. So did you put thyme on? Am I putting rosemary
on?
Yeah.
A few red pepper flakes.
Just give it a little edge, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've got a sheet pan heating in the oven, so it's really important to put it on a hot surface, right?
Exactly. It doesn't matter. You don't need a pizza oven. You don't need a pizza stone even.
Yeah.
You just need, if you're going to use a sheet pan, to heat it up first.
Okay. Let me take it out. And actually, what I think I'm going to do is turn it upside down so there's no edge.
Yes, queen.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
Do you need two of these? Is it a two-person job?
It might be. Okay.
Yeah, we got it. Okay. Whoa. Okay, into the oven. And we're going to have pizza crackers.
Okay, so that is at 500 degrees, and it's fast. It's 3 to 4 minutes. It should bubble up, and you'll see it start to crisp. Okay.
And in the meantime, I think we need a glass of wine, because we've worked really hard today.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it's just been exhausting.
May I?
So what are the... Absolutely. What other pretend cooking shows have you done? What was the one that went wrong?
Your beef bourguignon is our traditional Christmas Eve meal, or Christmas night meal, either way. And I double it, because everyone in the family has to have it. So I double the cognac. And I poured this huge amount of cognac on top.
And it started on fire?
Mm-hmm. Make sure when you add the cognac to turn the stove off.
Cheers.
Tip.
All's well that ends well. It was delicious.
Oh, good. Phew. Is it pizza cracker time?
It is. It looks perfect.
That's very cool. Now I know why everybody likes it. I like your style. Whoa.
Oops,
oh, and it just goes. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? That's fantastic.
Here you go.
I'm doing it?
Yep.
Oh, my God. And it's just pizza dough.
That's it.
Oh, my God. I love this. Love this. Pizza crackers.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like doing a real cooking show? Or are we pretending to do a cooking show?
I'm confused. I've lost track. It's wonderful.
I love cooking with you. I love you.
I love you.
You can come cook with me anytime.
Deal. Cheers.
How much fun has today been? How fabulous was that? If you loved this episode of Be My Guest, the podcast, with me, Ina Garten, please make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It would mean so much to me. Thanks. Cheers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.